Good morning. This is Rabbi David Felsenthal, and we're on Bava Kamma, the second chapter, the third and the fourth Mishnahs. Hakela v'hagadi, if a dog or a kid, shekafsu mirosh hagag v'shirus hakelim, jumps from the top of a roof and broke vessels, mishalom nezik shalom, you pay full damages, or the owner of the kelev or the gadi pays full damages, mifnei shehen mu'adin, because they're muad, they are accustomed, or it's normal for them to do this. Hakelev shen natal charara v'halak l'gadish, a dog that takes a cake and goes to a stack of corn, achalas hacharara, and eats the cake, v'hidlik es hagadish, and ignites the stack of corn, al hacharara misham nezek shalom, on the cake, he pays for full damages, because again, that's normal. V'ha-gedish mishalom chatzi nezik. But on the gedish, on the stack of corn, he only pays half damages. Okay, so we're talking here of a case where the owner left these things on top of a roof close to his neighbor's courtyard. Right? And the dog or the kid, whose owner left them there, jumped from the top of the roof into the courtyard, and broke the vessels in the neighbor's courtyard by jumping on them. Right? So that's when we pay full damages, because that's like regal, and it's muad. It's their nature to do this. The dog who took the cake, right, while it was baking on coals, and therefore a hot coal adhered to it, and then went with that cake to the stack of corn, right, which belonged to the owner of the cake, right, so they both are owned by the same person, ate the cake, ignited the stack of corn with that hot coal, the owner of the dog pays full damages for the cake to the owner of the cake and the owner of the stack of the corn, right? But only half damages for the stack of the corn, because it's similar to the case of chips that we had in the first Mishnah. Now, the Rambam gives a different reason for this law, and he says that it's abnormal damage, and because it's not natural for a dog to ignite a fire, and that's why you pay half damage, like I said before. The Maraim and the Gemara disagree as to the natures of a person's responsibility for damage caused by fire. Rav Yochanan holds that his fire is due to his arrows, i.e. a person is responsible for fire since it comes from his power, and it's as if his hands themselves have done the damage. Reish Lakish holds that his fire is due to his property. In other words, that the Torah obligated man for damages caused by fire, since fire is considered to be his property. And therefore, you're responsible, just as a person is responsible for damage caused by your ox or by your pit, you're also responsible for damage caused by fire. This is in accordance with the Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that fire is due to his arrows. In the case of stacked corn in our Mishnah, though, since the fire is brought by the dog, and it's the dog's arrows, it's not his arrows, so then it's similar to the chips, and he's only obligated for half damages. Now we're on Mishnah 4. Ezehu tam, the Ezehu muad. Which one's a tam and which one's a muad? What's a muad? A muad, kol she'idu bo shlosha yamim. A muad is any about which were warned for 3 days, an animal that was warned for 3 days. The tam, mishayachzor bo shlosha yamim. And a tam is when the animal refrained for 3 days. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, Muad, She'idu bo shlosha pamim. A Muad is one that animals was warned 3 times, not 3 days. V'tam, kol she'yu hatinokes mimash mishin bo ve'eno nogeach. And a tam is any animal which, if a child touches it, it doesn't gore. The child touches it, it should annoy it, and it doesn't gore, then it's considered a tam. Right? And again, becoming a tam after being a Muad. So the Mishnah is working on the phrase, and the shor muad, a shor that is muad. What does that mean, right? So which shor is muad? Which ox is what the Mishnah is talking about specifically? And this is, again, talked about damages caused by the keren, the horn. And how do you become a tam again after being a muad, like we said? So a muad is any animal which is gored 3 times in 3 days, and after each goring, the owner was warned in the presence of course of the court to guard it. Now this ox has acquired the status of a muad, and therefore the owner has to pay full damages if anything happens. However, if the ox scored 3 times in a single day, even though the owner was warned after each scoring, the ox does not acquire the status of muad, and the ox reacquires the status of tam, even though it was a muad before, because it refrained 3 days and did not gore, saw the opportunity to gore and did not gore. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, gored 3 times, even in 1 day, and after each goring, warned in front of Beis Din, etc., to guard it. It therefore, and if it doesn't, when a child plays with it, touches it, etc., if it doesn't gore, then it reacquires the status of tam. Okay, now according to the Rambam, the law is in accordance with Rabbi Meir that a shor muad does not require the status of tam until children play with it, even if it refrained from goring other oxen during the course of 3 days. Others hold, however, that even when the children play with it, it reacquires its previous status of tam, and certainly reacquires the status if it refrained from goring other oxen for 3 days. Rabbeinu Asher, the Yom Shel Shlomo. Tomorrow we will do Mishnahs 5 and 6. Mm-hmm.